Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. If listeners wanted to have some idea of what societal conditions were like in mid-20th century Barbados, you might find the comments of one man carried in the Barbados Advocate on this day, November 19, 1950, quite enlightening. Dr. Cecil Belfield Clark, a Barbadian, was a medical doctor and Pan-Africanist who, having won an Ireland scholarship in natural sciences, had migrated to the United Kingdom in 1914. Whilst in that country, he established a practice, and among many other accomplishments, in 1936, he became the only black man at the time to hold the post of district medical officer in the London County Council. He was also a leading figure in race relations in London. He co-founded the League of Colored Peoples and was one of the planners of the Conference on the African Peoples, Democracy and World Peace, which was held in London in July 1939. Clark returned to his homeland in 1950, having last visited some 25 years prior, and on returning to the UK shortly after, he gave his impressions of Barbados during an address to an organization called the Royal Empire Society. He covered a range of areas in his assessment. One of them was the living conditions of many Barbadians. He expressed the view that in many ways, the development on the island has stagnated in the quarter century he was away. He spoke about being struck by the number of unemployed young people in the streets of the various towns, who, despite their lack of means, appeared strong and healthy. The cost of living was high, and salaries and wages were lagging in comparison. He talked about the acute shortage of housing in the island and the high property prices. In his reporting on the then Barbados General Hospital, he identified a dire need for larger numbers of staff at all levels, with the surgical staff in particular he described as hopelessly overworked. He said that the institution was plagued by so-called scandals that led to several inquiries being carried out. In his evaluation of education, he struck a more positive note, saying that the secondary schools were all doing excellent work, carrying on from what he said was a long history of education on the island. He singled out Harrison College, praising that school for its fine new buildings and the continued outstanding work in the teaching of classics, mathematics and science. He was equally impressed by the Common Mere School, saying it was fortunate to have a progressive, idea-filled headmaster, as well as commending it for the high standards in the teaching of musical appreciation and art in particular. He was, however, quite critical of what was happening at the primary level. In comparing the circumstances in 1950 to what the situation was when he left the island 25 years prior, Clark said that he found that whereas before people entering teaching saw the profession as a vocation, people now just saw it as a job and were mostly concerned about agitating for a raise in pay more than anything else. He advocated for greater emphasis to be placed on the teaching of artisanal trades in schools to eventually provide a supply of labor in manufacturing. He was heartened by the revival of certain craft industries such as pottery and cabinet making, and called for the establishment of a polytechnic. As reported on this day, November 19, 1950, Clark also asked for the creation of a deep water harbor, saying that the island urgently needed one. He was of the view that it would increase both trade to the island and employment. His wish became a reality when the Bridgetown Harbor was opened on May 6, 1961. Clark died in 1970.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.